You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Around the NFL Podcast received a first-round grade from Mike Mayock.
Welcome back to another edition of the Around the NFL Podcast. My name is Dan Hansis, and I am joined by a room filled with some heroes. Mark Sessler to my left, Greg Rosenthal to my right. What is up, fellas?
We've had some problems with some of TD's drops of late. That was a good one.
Hey, Dan. How
you doing? That was a good hey, Dan. Yeah, that was a solid drop, money tag. Wes still on vacation.
We'll be all week.
We'll be all week.
Don't get your hopes up.
So, Chris Wessling fans, just, you know, keep soldiering through this. Keep downloading and listening to us. And he will be back. And by the way, we tried on Friday to track down Wes. We failed. We're going to try again. Call Huckapoos. It's the only place to find him.
So, what's your worry level on Wes?
I'd put it high. High to very high.
You're a supervisor. What about you?
Well, I'm more worried. I think Dan sees, okay, if Wes doesn't come back, maybe that means a few extra NFL Now spots for me. And it could be worse. You know what I'm saying? It could work out. I'd be very worried.
Wait, what was that?
Dan's taking a Machiavellian NFL Now take on this?
I think of it, if Wes didn't come back, Greg's thinking to himself, ooh, I'm the only scientist, quote-unquote, in the studio now.
Whoa.
And
you're the one that's always putting these labels on people.
Bunch of lab assistants and Greg.
I don't like to put labels on things, man. So, we'll check in on Wes. We have Colleen Wolf, also known as the Wolf Woman. And I meant to ask TD to cook up some type of wolf sound effect, but maybe we'll have to wait until another time. I'm very disappointed in myself about that. But Colleen Wolf, who's actually, speaking of NFL Now, wrapping up a Now hit, and she's just going to come into the studio whenever she gets here, and she'll join us for the show, which is a good one. Very solid one. I quite enjoyed our last show where we broke up Qual es tu fantasia.
That actually got me to listen to it again at night. That's a rarity for me.
So that will come back. But this is as we're in the slower portion of the NFL calendar, we're going to continue to roll out new segments. We'll roll out another one today based on the upcoming draft. And, get excited for that. A lot of exciting content, Greg.
Anything that can get foreign languages into the mix, like Qual es tu fantasia. Thank you.
You had the German one, too.
Yeah, the German Twitter follower that corrected me on something I said. Well, I don't remember any of it.
The German version.
Yes.
The title.
To Fantasia, I don't remember.
Speaking of new different things coming up later this week, only 2 shows this week, by the way, because we have, you know, Wes on vacation and, a lot of things cooking.
A little bit of a lull in the news factory.
A little lull in the news factory. We're going to do 2 shows this week, but we're going to make a special one. Our next show will go up probably on Thursday, and it will be produced by the Gold Standard, but also Greg, and this was Greg's idea, directed by the Gold Standard. What does that mean, Greg?
Well, he's going to come up with a variety of mental competitions and whatnot for us to go through, like a gold standard decathlon.
And let me tell
you, let him stretch his legs a little bit before he goes. He's going to leave us soon. And
yes, he actually approached me about an hour before the pod started and gave me a couple of the – just gave a general sketch of what he's thinking about, and it's going to be bonkers.
He emailed one idea out, which we won't say, which I loved. Last time I played, it was around a campfire with a variety of young men and women.
And don't let his aw shucks nature fool you. This is another shot across the bow of TD behind the glass.
What is going on, guys? I mean, I'm just going to say I feel kind of salty that I wasn't asked to direct the show.
You can do it, too.
The gold standard is my guy. He's my boy, so I have full faith
now.
In him, you know? Gonna make it happen.
We should do a TD Thursday.
Yeah, well, that's what I said to TD before. You know, gold.
Every show is is TD show.
That feels a little stale. I mean, we just given the assignment to Gold Standard. Now we should have one for TD.
No, well,
it feels a little bit like a Mark Sanchez contract.
Have you thought a little bit as a motivating ploy? Maybe a little message behind the scenes from management. I don't know.
I guess that's what it is. But you know, like I said, Gold Standard's my boy, and I'm looking forward to that show. Should be a fun one.
All right, good. So yes, we will talk about the upcoming draft game that has no name, but it's we're gonna each throw out a couple teams that cannot afford to pass on selecting this either a player or a position. We're gonna get into that. We're also going to
Does it really have no name?
It does not have a name. Do you have an idea for a name?
Well, that's the name.
Okay. What, the game that has no name?
Exactly.
All right, cool. I like it.
See? Well, how's that for directing? Take that.
Yeah, it was good. It's C+, B-. And then also something I wrote on Sunday. I looked at the remaining free agents and made a all free agency team, kind of a sad group, but also somewhat intriguing. So we'll go through that and take a look at that roster and maybe talk about some of the players. But before any of that, not a ton of news out there, but there is some stuff to talk about. So TD, let's do some news.
I demand a trial by combat.
They just run them back. You're just running them back now.
Well, there's a story there.
But, you know, we just talked about it. We're subtly motivating you, pushing some buttons, and that's what you give us?
There's a backstory to it. First of all, that might be one of the games on the next show, just letting you know, since you guys are haters. Secondly, is that my initial drop was with Colleen Wolfe, but she's not here yet. So
okay.
I'm gonna
okay.
Here.
All right.
All right, well then, what is the one you dropped? Let me hear that again.
I demand a trial by combat.
Oh, last thing, obviously, winter is coming. You know?
Okay.
Like 5 days away from Game of Thrones season 5 premiere, guys.
Get excited.
All right, good. Who else should be excited? I'll tell you who should be excited. Denarius Moore should be excited because he's got a job.
Because he's leading our news. This is the first and last time.
He's leading the news. Denarius Moore has signed a 1-year deal with the Bengals. I don't know how he led the news. I actually didn't even think about it. There could have been someone else that led it, but it's too late now. The 26-year-old receiver spent his first 4 seasons with Oakland. Flamed out last year, lost his job. Now joins the Bengals in a reserve role. Potentially could move up that chart, though, because Marvin Jones, of course, is coming off a year where he missed the entire season with injuries. Mohamed Sanu, sneaky, terrible year last year. So maybe the Bengals don't have the depth at wide receiver we thought they did.
Well, Denarius Moore, sneaky, terrible career.
He is someone I randomly came across position rankings we did 2 years ago. And I don't remember who wrote it, but Denarius Moore was shockingly high. So there was a time when we saw him as a guy who could be a number one type of top 30 or 40 NFL wide receiver.
And if you look at his numbers, he did have some seasons where he was approaching 800 yards. He had 7 touchdowns in 2012. So there was a time in Hugh Jackson, that was when he was being coached by Hugh Jackson, who he's now reunited with. So if you want to get excited about Denarius Moore, go ahead.
Camp body, good luck.
I'm excited about what's going on in this room.
Yeah.
Right as we're just starting the first news crack.
Talk about
didn't
timing.
Miss anything.
Denarius Moore.
You missed a Denarius Moore hit. Her name is Colleen Wolfe, the Wolf Woman. Wolf Woman, who I failed to get a drop for you for this.
Way to go.
Show.
Thanks. So, all right, I see where I stand.
But next time you're on, I guarantee you will have one. But welcome to the Around the NFL podcast, Colleen Wolfe.
This is great. What's up, gang?
All right, guys, we're just getting started here.
My favorite.
I was not responsible for that, but that is the Wolf that we know from the NFL Now hits, where we've all gotten to know each other
new
quite
show,
well.
Actually. Inside the Draft Room, that's where that's from. New show with DJ and
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And I watched that on Friday.
Oh, TD plugging a show involving Daniel Jeremiah. Oh, wow. Surprising.
All right, guys, we're just getting started here.
All right, here we go. So, Colleen, you welcome to the show. This is the second time you've been on the show.
Yeah.
I believe the first time was during the combine. Mark and I were not in the room. You were here with Greg.
It's a big step. It's kind of like when when you host SNL a second time. It's a big.
It's exactly like that.
It's a big kind of
okay. What I was thinking.
Now you've got a chance. You're just gonna. You could be in the Five Timers Club. You
the
know
stage
what
is no different.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome, Colleen. Let's get right to it. Adrian Peterson is to meet with the NFL about his reinstatement. NFL media insider Ian Rappaport reported that Peterson will meet with the NFL on Tuesday to discuss his future. The meeting is ahead of schedule for Peterson, who was supposed to be eligible for reinstatement on April 15th. Greg, I'll start with you on this. Does this all seem – two parts. I'll start with you on this, Greg. Does this all seem headed toward a reinstatement where he's back on the books and going to be part of the team, or is this going to get a little messier before it gets cleaned up?
No, I think he's served his time, and it's going to just be one of those – rubber stamp, put him back in. Whenever they have the year suspension where it's a year, but it could be more, it's always just a year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They always get back.
And then I'll ask Colleen and Mark this. Week one, Colleen, you first. Will he be in a Vikings uniform?
I think so. I don't know if he'll be happy about it.
Yeah.
But I think he will be. Unfortunately for the Cardinals and other teams, that he would look really good on their roster. I think he'll be playing for the Vikings.
Mark?
Yeah, I mean, the timing's tight. If Minnesota doesn't have a complete resolution on Peterson, they almost have to go draft someone. I like Jared McKinnon, but Matt Asiata is your only other option there.
Asiata.
So I think he's sticking around.
Well, I think they'll have a resolution. I think they will know his status in terms of reinstatement.
They got to know if he is going to agree to play for them, too, and not pull some wild holdout.
If I were them, I'd look at it like he's probably gone after this year or next at the very latest anyways. So they're going to have to draft someone to be ready
regardless,
either way.
Yeah.
Well, they just did that with Jerick McKinnon, but do you trust him as your
lone?
He played well last year.
Maybe get another one.
Moving on. So, we've heard – Wes isn't here to talk about Odell Beckham, his boy, but we've heard a lot of –
Hall of Famer, right?
Right now, Wes thinks he's a Hall of Fame talent, a Hall of Fame guy, future Hall of Famer. And the hype has been building and building, and it's, only April. Just wait till September. Michael Strahan, former Giants great, came out and said on the Players Tribune, I think that's the Derek Jeter website. Is that what that is?
That
where they
is
write
correct.
Their own thing?
Yeah.
He said that Odell Beckham Jr. is, quote, the greatest athlete on earth right now.
Hmm.
And I can't help, and Mark, you wrote this piece, I cannot help but think we're starting to edge into dangerous territory where we're just going to jinx this guy because we're putting him – put him on the pedestal. It's too soon to put him on this pedestal.
He also put him on the pedestal next to LeBron James. Strahan couldn't even answer the question. He had to put two players there, not one. So let's start
that's
there.
Cheating.
But I wanted to call him out on that, but it was Saturday. I was extremely tired. I just wanted to get the post done. Let's get it up, get the metrics.
You know, Greg is here, right?
Greg would approve of that method.
Okay.
But listen, I mean.
Phone it in Saturdays by Cecil.
Well. All right, you want to go down that road?
Keep going.
No, please.
Right. I'm going to get question. Colleen, let's get out of here.
I mean, he's excited, but give him that. Who cares? Yeah. It's just one guy's opinion.
And it's his former teammate.
I think that he's very excited about this guy, and he's a very awesome player to watch. So, if he jinxes him, he jinxes him. And then the NFC East is, not as strong.
So the Eagles fan coming out in Colleen.
So who would you guys go with then as greatest athlete on earth?
Can we stick to the NFL at least?
Well, I don't know.
Earth, I'd probably say some Olympian that jumps like 47 feet.
Yeah.
Right. What about these guys that jump from building to building? Unnamed, unpro athletes.
Who are you talking about?
Go on YouTube. No, these guys like leap from like building top to building top. Michael Strahan couldn't do that.
Throw in Mark's boy, Novak Djokovic, right now. I mean, that's not going to be a popular answer, but he's an unbelievable athlete. He's the best. He's number one tennis player in the world.
I always like the people that can swim from like one continent to another or something like that. They kind of get my vote.
Right, a human feat.
Right.
Right, sure. So we'll go with Odell Beckham.
Yeah, but couldn't Odell Beckham or LeBron James or a million other people do that if that's just what they set their lives to? It's one of those things. Not many people really want to swim across the ocean. So if you're really focused on that, you're going to get it done.
Well, Dan's point is, have we pushed him too far
way
into the
too far.
Right. Yeah, I agree with
and
you.
And I, you know, I love Wes, but I've said it to Wes. Wes has pushed him too far. He named him a Hall of Famer already, and but Wes isn't alone. You know, there's a lot of people that are doing this. And Michael Strahan.
Wes
is the
was early
guy.
On that corner. I mean, even before after one
How
game or so.
Of course, he was early on the corner. He called him a Hall of Famer after his rookie season.
Well, to
no,
Wes's
I mean,
credit,
like,
though,
after 1 week,
right.
after 1 week of playing, he was basically saying
Wes
this
wrote
guy's
an article.
Be one of the greatest players in the league.
Yeah, and he called him equivalent of Michael Jordan. And downstairs in the newsroom, this was the night of the Cowboys game against the Giants. He was being laughed at by people I won't name who just said, "You're out of control. He's not Michael Jordan." 2 minutes later, that catch happens. He just stood up and walked out of the room, as he should have, because he
Well, great
it.
Moment.
It was.
Great moment, sure. But I respect Wes as a football mind, but I'm still not putting him on the level of Michael Jordan. I'm sorry.
I think that to Wes's It, to speak for Wes, and I understand where he's coming from. When Dan Marino was a rookie or Randy Moss was a rookie, you knew how good those guys were, and he's putting Odell Beckham in that class.
And we've seen Odell Beckham do all these other cool things. He's dunking. He's doing all sorts of stuff. But that catch in and of itself just made everybody lose their mind and not see anything else.
If you just isolated his rookie year, then I think you can make the case he had as great a rookie year as any guy we've seen in 20 years.
Have you ever had a first year on the job where everyone is just like, "This guy, he files reports faster than anyone I've ever seen"?
No.
Book him in the Hall of Fame of filing report.
People are talking about Colleen's first year wrapping up at NFL Now.
Like,
oh, it's out of buzz.
Transcendent right. talent.
Real quick, I would say this, though, about ODB, Odell Beckham.
Please do.
He, as a fan of soccer and basketball, which are more individual sports,
yes.
Odell Beckham is the one guy that's coming to the scene. It's not a quarterback that you just have to keep an eye out for every week after week. He makes plays. The guy is special, no doubt, no question.
Give me Dez Bryant. Moving forward, Deshaun Goldson has been traded. Another huge flop for the Bucks, who gave out big money to get Goldson a few years back. He's been traded now to the Redskins. This deal went down Friday. The deal cost Washington a 2016 sixth round pick, and it saves the Bucks $4 million in salary cap space, per a team source. It's a salary dump trade. It's about as far as the value can drop from signing to getting moved without any major injury.
Well, he's 32-year-old safety.
30.
30? Well, maybe that's the problem. I guess I thought he was older than he really is. I mean, he is a part of that entire Buccaneers crop when Schiano came in, and now it's Lovie Smith. It's like they're still cleaning up mistakes from the previous regime.
I'm confused, though, because didn't the Bucs say that if they didn't find anybody that they could trade with, that they were going to drop him? Like, weren't they ready to move on regardless? So why didn't the Redskins just sort of wait for that to happen?
That's a fair question.
They
You'd
gave
be
up,
a little more patient.
Yeah, they gave up virtually nothing. My guess is the Bucs just waited him out, and
they
got to move down from the sixth to the seventh round.
And the Redskins GMs,
so like,
he knows, Scott McClellan knows Goldson from when he was in San Francisco for a cup of coffee.
It's the same. It's a similar situation when the Jets traded to get Ryan Fitzpatrick and gave a sixth round pick. They probably could have waited out for him to get released, but they didn't want to take the chance. You need to get the Amish rifle in the building when you have an opportunity, and that's what Big Mac did.
This might be.
I like that Lovie Smith is just like cleaning out, just like, you know, just like Chip Kelly here. He's like, "You don't fit my system, goodbye."
Only
Lovie's
coming
later.
Up at 2-14.
Yeah, kind
yeah,
of.
But yeah, but and Lovie is also cleaning out a lot of the guys that they brought in last year when he was there. So he's like just saying, "I made a mistake." Goldson isn't one of those guys, but that team's been a disaster.
All right, so we know we talked about the Reggie Bush hype train, or I talk about it a lot. Another hype train, and maybe it's the evolutionary hype train, is now the Percy Harvin hype train. Every year we talk about or hear about how this is going to be the year where he really comes into his own. Now he's in Buffalo with the Bills. And Percy, you know, at the beginning of workouts, talked to reporters and had this to say: "The world has yet to see me really explode like I'm about to." I mean, that could be good or bad, by the way.
Is that on the field, in the locker room, on the streets?
I don't know. That's what I mean. So Percy thinks this is the year. I guess he did have one big, big season in Minnesota with Brett Favre, but now this will be the year that he, quote, explodes. Colleen Wolf, do you see it happening this year without really a
with what quarterback?
Yeah, a great quarterback in place, but obviously a great talent. If he stays healthy, it's not crazy that he could have a big year in that offense.
I mean, I guess it's not impossible, but the quarterback position is where it all starts. I love Buffalo. I've said that before in segments with Rosie, but I think that
Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie.
Saucy.
But you look at, they need a quarterback too, who they don't need somebody who's going to be amazing at the position. They just need somebody who can manage the game. And then if they can get that, if they can manage that, then I think Percy could do well.
That's Matt Cassel, baby. He can do it. Percy Harvin, though, teams have been trying to figure out a good role for him his whole career, and they haven't really been able to. He's not really a wide receiver.
Well, Roman's not a bad guy to take a shot at that number one, but it's April, and there was a lifting session in Buffalo, so like 14 Bills players talked about their team as if they're heading straight for the Super Bowl. Rex Ryan, who's learned nothing at all, cannot constrain himself, already talking about winning big games. Ridiculous.
What is ridiculous?
Stop talking.
You just don't like You just don't like writing April posts about optimistic
teams. Well, it's ridiculous is what it is. It's what you can't walk around in April saying we're going to explode, we're going to win big games. This is a team that's done nothing for a decade plus. Go do it.
Isn't that the point, though? Like, they're trying to establish that this is a new start for Buffalo and there's something to get excited about.
There's a lot of changes there.
Colleen, have you ever seen this aggro side of Sessler?
I like the changes, but do it on the field. How about that?
What happened before I got in here?
No, everything was fine, but once you get Rex Ryan in the conversation.
Well, it's my day off, so.
The shirt's open, a little hint of chest hair.
This is the different look for Mark. Mark on his off day coming in. And by the way, big ups to Mark for coming in on his off day to do the show.
Yeah, looking great.
But he comes in, shirt open, look like a cast member of like Evening Shade. It looks great.
I don't have to be anywhere before or after this, so... Who am I dressing for?
Where do you go next after this?
I have no idea. The streets.
That's a great place to be.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's happening.
Can you move my car? I parked that on the street.
I don't operate that
way. Going well.
All right. So, I don't know if you guys were checking out NFL.com on Easter Sunday, but I did write something about the free agency group that's left. And there's not a lot of big-time pieces in free agency left. However... there is enough to make like a decent roster, I found out. Not a great one, but you know, I don't think it's a playoff team by any stretch, but I don't think it's an 0-16 team.
It's a little old.
It's a little on the older side.
You compared the free agent market to a barren bodega in New York. Good use of bodega, by the way. Not a word I was familiar with until I lived in New York for a decade.
Yeah.
What a great.
I probably shouldn't have limited it to New York now that I think about it, because there used to be one down the street from where I live now here in L.A., that clearly something was amiss, because you would go in, it was next to the gas station, it was a part of the gas station, and the shelves would be all empty, and it would just be dust collected on whatever was there. And then one day I just went up to the cashier, I was like, you guys are closing or something, right? And she's like, don't tell anyone, yes.
That's so depressing.
It was actually
depressing.
Sad. It was kind of sad.
Supply and demand, bro.
Anyway, so I use the bodega as an analogy because at this point, maybe you shouldn't trust any of the guys in this market, but you might just end up buying it anyway because you're desperate. And I put together the following team. I got Mike Vick at quarterback, which is shaky off the bat, but what are you going to do? Running backs I like, Ahmad Bradshaw and Steven Ridley, injury prone, but sneaky good potentially. I like my wide receiver group, Michael Crabtree, Greg Jennings, and Wes Welker. Tight end, Jermaine Gresham, who cares? And then I have
I wish you would look at everybody's faces right now, too.
Why?
While
what am
you're
I missing?
Reading this.
What am I missing?
I'm watching Greg's face, and it's just sort
of like...
You're like,
I like this wide receiver group with Wes Welker and Greg Jennings. I think temper the enthusiasm.
You could sound like
that.
Rex Ryan.
Wait,
am I
backflips about my team? I'm not.
You could easily market this team to the average football fan from 5 years ago.
Yeah. Whatever, Greg. I'm trying my best here to come up with content.
I wouldn't be excited about, Welker and Jennings kind of right next to each other, having to worry about them going down.
That's a bad team. I don't know. And I got my lines, got Jake Long on it, a left tackle. Chris Myers, after a nice career in Houston, I'm going to slide him over to guard and see how he does there.
Feels a little desperate.
Joe Barksdale, the youngest guy on my roster at 26. It's not a bad offense. Your thoughts, gentlemen.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Sure. How many games does Michael Vick last for? What's your backup option?
I wrote that I'm going to offer Kyle Orton a steak dinner.
Oh, all right. No, that's
how
actually not
how many games
bad.
Does this team win? Let's give them like a year of practice and games together. So
don't not too long. That's too long because they're getting older.
Well,
already.
You know what I mean. Like about, it's almost unfair months. Just making a whole new team, but
Should I go through the defense, too, before we decide on team's fate? Or do you want to talk about the offense?
There's a lot to talk about on offense here.
Lots to unpack. Go ahead, Mark. Your thoughts on
I think it is, as pointed out with the Vic scenario by Colleen, what happens to this team come mid-October when Ahmad Bradshaw has his 44th toe injury? Michael Vick is out. Wes Welker's had another head injury, and the rest, Jake Long, you know, has leg injury 406.
I don't know. It's a bad team. That's what I'm saying.
The O-line isn't that bad. I would say that's
it's not bad.
The strongest part of the team is the O-line. That's better or equal to some NFL teams out there. Crabtree's the guy I'm looking at here. And, you know, you mentioned the bodega. There's a lot of old material, empty shelves. But, you know, he was the one that got discounted because they spelled something wrong on the cover of the box or something like that. But it's still looking good inside. I think there's a tasty Crabtree to be had for some team out there.
A little tasty crab. I like that. What about Stephen Ridley, a 1,200-yard rusher 2 years ago? Come back from an ACL injury, not what it used to be. You can come back from ACLs. He could be a guy that does some things.
Probably the next guy in this list that gets signed by a real team.
Yeah, Pierre Thomas, yeah.
I love Stephen Ridley as a pickup. I think that's another good one.
What about depth? I don't see a whole lot of second, third stringers at all on this.
Well, see, that's why you guys got to read this, because I am hiring Mike Westhoff. He's going to fill out my special teams and my reserves, but mostly it's just so I can go on his boat with him and just talk shop
with
Mike Westhoff. Westy, I call him.
I randomly, when I was watching that Derek Carr stuff last week, I saw the Broncos Raiders last week, and the last catch week of the season, the last catch of Wes Welker's career potentially was a 36-yard catch and run.
Hubba hubba.
Maybe he's not.
He's coming back.
Maybe he's not quite as done.
Would you take these three wideouts or the top three wideouts on the Browns right now? Which are who? Remind me, Mark. Hartline.
I saw the shot at the Browns in the crawl underneath the roster.
Wasn't really a shot though. I'm being serious.
Well, would you rather have this team or the Browns overall, Wes? I mean, Mark.
I would take the Browns. I mean, just based
too long
on
of a hesitation.
You had to hesitate.
Well, no. I picked up this thing yesterday. I looked at it. I said, number one, good job by Dan to go out of his way to create new content on our website. But number two, I kind of like this team. They got a lot of heart. I'd watch these games.
All right, let's check out the defense. Here we go. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that. We got a little long in the tooth at corner with Ike Taylor and Charles Tillman. I'm going to get Stevie Brown and Bernard Pollard.
Ouch.
Those safeties. Bernard Pollard now starting for every team and fake ones. Lance Briggs, Brandon Spikes, I like that signing by me. Joe Mays, Sean Phillips, not as excited about that. Mm-mm. Dwight Freeney, Red Bryant in the middle there, a little Barry Cofield, and Matthias Kiwanuka. And then my special teams, Jay Feely, good guy, nice tweeter, and Matt McBrier, who's Australian.
I like that you're keeping this open because you're not sure about you know,
I'm not sure about 3-4 or 4-3.
And I think that's a
bodies.
Really smart move by you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I think when none of your team is under 30, it's good to keep.
Who's the oldest guy you have on your team?
That would be probably Feely at 38. 16 of the 24 guys are 30 or older. So, but that tells you a lot about this free agency market. Like, if you're a young, cheap guy, you probably get a job if you're half decent. If you're an older guy that's really good, you'll stay in the league. But if you're like starting to get older and you're not like a stud, you're ending up on my fake team, and that's not good.
This defense gives up about 440 points next season.
Can you imagine Aaron Rodgers coming to town to face Taylor and Charles Tillman?
I actually laughed out loud when I read Red Bryant is a solid locker room glue guy. Glue.
You're going to need it. There's going to be some issues.
You'll notice because Greg, when we talk about the Greg roster, I think someone on Twitter put it well that yours is your team would be called 40s and felonies.
Yeah,
like you have a lot of low character guys. This is a good locker room, except for Crabtree.
Yeah, we Red Bryant, former Around the NFL podcast guest, great
friend
guy.
Of the show.
Large man and large smarts there.
Who coach? You have to get to find the oldest GM possible, you know, to pivot in the right direction, and the oldest possible coach. What was the Bills guy that left? He can be your GM.
Colleen is thinking, I wish we could waste time like this on NFL Now.
This is great. I love this.
By the way, what's the final record of this team? I said 5-11. I was probably just being
Think they go 6-10 and they get out to a 2-2 start and people are on fire and then the ship just catches on fire and sinks.
I think they're 2-14.
I think
maybe
it's Raiders-esque.
1-15. It's tough.
I'm trying not to take it personally, but I seem to be struggling with it.
You put together the best team possible, but I would take the Jaguars over this team, wouldn't you?
So this is – I do something similar. If I can't sleep, I will draft teams in my head, and then they'll play each other.
You have a sleeping problem. The other time –
Well, that may not be the only problem, but that's
right.
Yeah.
No, you were coming up with nicknames last time. You tell me you wake up at 4:30 to research every day or read.
Yeah, just read.
Wait,
just
take
get
me
the headlines.
Take me through this process that you're laying in. But do you actually put pen to paper or anything? Or?
No. I just do it in my head. And also, like this, I don't really know if I'm running a 4:3 or a 3:4 in my dreams. Mm. So I sort of keep it open. Like
it's
you.
Like the best team ever, or there's restrictions, like it can't be certain
it's
types
one,
of
I can pick one player from each team, but I can't have more than one on a team.
This sounds like a future segment. We're looking to come up with them.
Diversify. That's yeah. not bad.
Brandon uh-huh. Colleen.
Truth
are you
is,
thinking about this?
Go ahead. Truth is, you know, the best artists, they don't write. They lay straight from the dome. Word to Jay-Z. Yeah.
It's your boy.
Was that Bucky?
Yeah. No, that's Jay-Z. But
see, it's hard to tell who's who.
It really is.
You always put that in.
By the way, I noticed that TD's flow got a little smoother once Colleen got through.
I know, really. It's like, Dave's in here. He would have been checked out.
It was like
give me a break.
Barry White-esque there.
I love it.
No
Are
comment?
You thinking that's about it? This on your Saturday strolls? I was driving with my family to go get some dinner on Saturday. I saw Kalina moseying down the street.
Well, you know, I've been pretty wow. sedentary lately. I've been going through the
divisions
like
you were hustling.
And like looking at team needs, but then I needed to actually move around. So yeah, I went for a little bit of a walk.
Oh, it was like an exercise? It wasn't like a
It was a stroll.
Going from one bar to another.
No, you there like was no walking, drinking involved.
Walking Wait, did you fast. See Greg and his family going by in an automobile?
No, he now, saw me. I don't know what he didn't say hi.
Well, I wasn't going to honk. I didn't really realize it until I was equal.
Usually
with
you
I wasn't going to honk at
when
you.
Somebody drives
the windows
by
are up.
In like a murdered out Rolls Royce Phantom, you see it.
You're right. I don't know how I missed it. It's odd.
All right. So that's my fake team that no one cares about. But we talked about it anyway. What are you going to do?
Put him in L.A.
Yeah, throw him in L.A.
Problem solved.
There we go. All right. Before we get to our next topic, where we talk about some draft needs and some ideas we have, let's try again to get in touch with Chris Wessling, who has now been in Tybee for, 4 or 5 days.
I go by hours versus days. Cause
yeah,
I
so where are we at
critical.
Now then?
We're at 191 hours.
191 hours in now in Tybee Island. That's a lot of time at Huckapoo. So we always look to Wes at Huckapoo's. That's typically where he is.
I like that you trusted Mark's completely fabricated hours total.
I took it at face value. I trusted him. Sounds right to me.
I also am counting the day that he was checked out in the office. So it's actually correct.
All right. So let's get Huckapoo's on the line, and let's do it. Let's hope he picks up.
Huckapoo's.
How you doing? Is Chris Wessling at the establishment? Chris Wessling, is he at your establishment right now by any chance?
He is not here currently, no.
Okay, do you know, has he been at the bar recently? Do you know?
Not today.
Okay, great. Okay, well, I'll try again to find him. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
All right. This is distressing.
Well, it only makes me more worried. We have no.
Where could he be?
Yeah, we have no beat on the guy. That was the only locale we know of that he inhabits.
I like how she said, not today. Like he was there yesterday and the day before.
It's a little bit of cat and mouse right now because when we tried on Friday, he was garage drinking, in his words. Maybe he's in the garage again, Greg.
I think he's trying to dodge us, maybe. Mm.
We're in his search for Lady Wessling. That we're in like his prospects looking good. Maybe that sort of changed his style.
Is his search in his garage?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, maybe it is. Well, what about the idea of so you're saying there's a chance he's cutting back on his Huckapoo's time?
I don't change, man. That,
what do you think, Mark?
I don't know. Garage drinking tells me there's no clock on the wall, so it could have started or ended at any time. So we're thinking, it's just almost 5 o'clock where Wes is. It could be truly in his head 1:38 in the morning. Maybe he's been locked away for hours.
I
doing
like
what he's doing.
At the Huckapoo's website, first of all, they spell Huckapoo's 3 different ways on the homepage.
That's confusing.
And yes. Then there is a link that says map to the poo, which is, you know, just the Google Maps.
Helpful.
But, you know, map to the poo.
It is.
That's the nickname, the poo.
It is one of the long-term goals of this podcast, in addition to, of course, having a show with us all together in London. On to London, hashtag send your postcards to Roger Goodell. 345 Park Avenue in New York. But another goal is to have a show at Huckapoo's on Tybee. I don't know how that would ever happen, but it's just a goal that's out there.
Hey, listen, we are shooting for the stars with the trajectory of the show.
What about the Whaler?
That Life works in the too. Whaler.
That's closer. I feel
that
like
would that's our group's Huckapoos.
Yeah.
Much more than Huckapoos.
Marina del Rey, is that the area?
I think
or is
Venice?
That Venice?
Venice.
Right on the border? Venice. Yeah, Venice. Yeah. That's a good place. We've hung out with Colleen there before. All right. So, finally, let's talk about the draft. Colleen, you know, doing all those now hits. You're talking about every team, every covering every angle. So I assume that you would be a good fit for this game because you know what teams are lacking, what they have enough of, and all that. So that's what this game is about. It's the game without a name, according to TD. And basically, it's a simple game or a simple exercise. You're going to insert a team name. Would be crazy not to draft A, and then you insert a position. Or if you like, you want to take it a little deeper, get a little Buggy Brooks and throw in the actual player that you're excited about on the college level. And you explain why that team would be crazy not to bring in a player at that position. Okay, so I will start. And as a Jets fan, I will start with the Jets, and I will say the Jets would be crazy.
Shocking.
Quiet on your throne of ease, sir. The Jets would be crazy not to draft a quarterback, and I will tell you why. There's a reason behind this. This team spent a lot of money, okay, this offseason. They brought in Darrelle Revis. They made these moves. They think they're going to be a lot better. I think they're going to be competitive, too. I think they're going to return to playoff contention this year. And what's going to happen if you return to playoff contention, you win 7 to 10 games with your quarterback that you're not in love with, you kind of make it work. And then what do you get out of it? You get out of like an 18th overall pick. And again, you're not in the mix at the top of the draft. They are at the top of the draft right now after an awful season. They have a quarterback. If they like Mariota, they got to do what it takes. And I know people are like, oh, don't go crazy. Get crazy and go get that quarterback with this roster that you like, certain parts of it, and go crazy. Go to town, get Mariota, and go for it. This team hasn't had a quarterback to build around since Joe Namath. It's time. Give it a shot. They'd be crazy not to give it a shot if they love
it. So they'd be crazy not to get Mariota, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
But then you may have to almost maneuver up. It sounds like Tennessee's in play for that or willing to deal with
someone. Which is kind of my point. It's like a lot of people that I respect that write about the Jets said the Jets are no way they're going to do that. They're not going to move up and compromise their draft class or a future draft class. And my opinion is, why not? If you like the guy enough and you have a really big chip at number 6 overall, be aggressive. That'd be crazy not to.
Yeah. I mean, even if the Titans aren't serious about it, Ken Whisenhunt's smart enough to make it seem like they are so they can get something more out of teams like the Jets.
But would you want your sneaky team, the Eagles, to make a move for Mariota?
I think
they'd have to give up a lot more than the Jets would.
Yeah, that's the thing. And they've already given up so much, and Chip Kelly's already gone and imploded the roster as it is. But the secondary, in my opinion, still needs a lot of work. There's a lot more things that they need to do before they need a quarterback. Now, I'm not saying that I believe in Sam Bradford. I've seen what Mark Sanchez can do. He looked good in Chip Kelly's system, but the more he played, the worse he got. So the jury's definitely still out at the quarterback position, but there's a lot more things that they need. I mean, you look at safety, and they have Malcolm Jenkins, but next to him they have Earl Wolf, who... no relation. I should like him just because of that last name. But they made some moves in...
That was a wolf sound effect.
That was good. Great. Yeah. Byron Maxwell, they brought him in. I'm going to keep going. Walter Thurman, I mean, he's coming in off, an ACL. So you don't really know that. Thank God they cut the ties with Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher. They had to. But, I mean, this was one of the worst secondaries in the league. They have to address it.
All right.
McGagnon seems like a guy who would be aggressive and go do it.
Well, so does Chip
really,
Kelly.
So you're really saying Mariota.
Yeah,
Mariota. You don't want them to force it at the top of the second round just to do it.
No.
If they can't get Mariota.
God, it would be great because some people in this building, Bucky Brooks, I think in his latest mock has Mariota going at 15. So maybe.
I saw that.
You know, maybe they don't have to do anything. They just sit at 6 and grab him. That would obviously be great. Usually fate doesn't smile kindly on the Jets, so I don't imagine they would get that lucky, but who knows?
Well, I think he fits. What Chan Gailey has done in the past, he's a little more of a spread and short passing. Then again, that's also why Geno Smith's going to have the Comeback Player of the Year award this year. I'm the only one driving
the
Geno Smith bandwagon.
Sandwich on that?
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't really believe in that. But I think Geno Smith will be good. I do.
We shall see. And by the way, if Geno Smith is good, the Jets are going to the playoffs. And if you think Geno Smith's going to be good,
getting wacky.
Need to do
I think
it.
He was good. That's the thing.
Oh.
If you watch just December, Geno Smith had a better month, played better than Teddy Bridgewater or Derek Carr or any of those guys. No one wants to give him any credit because his name's Geno Smith. He played pretty well.
Should have gotten in here earlier when you guys were doing the bath salts. What's going on in this room?
Speaking of which, I need to go to a meeting. Which
do you
I
really?
Wanna, I want to take bath salts to before I go there. Oh. It's ridiculous. I have to go to this corporate nonsense in the middle of a podcast.
Synergy.
All right.
I can't wait to hear the negative reaction to this little comment I just made.
I know. I'm being quiet because I know that will not go unpunished.
Well, I also know, you know, the podcast is in great hands today with Colleen. Oh.
We got an actual
Mark
host here
off,
with
on
us
his
today.
Off day. Dan spitting fire, so you guys don't need me.
All right, Greg.
Guys, we're just getting started here.
All right. No. Bye, guys.
All right, Greg. Thank you for being professional.
I agree with anything that upper management has decided, yes. Or Greg or any of us. It seems they're accurate. They're right.
The way I look at it, and this is just me, there's a reason why they got those offices.
Of course.
So you basically do
three of us
you're told.
Don't doubt that.
No.
Do as you're told. All right, so let's continue with the game now. That was mine. The Jets would be crazy if they do not draft Marcus Mariota. Colleen, your turn.
Which, by the way, I really liked Charles Davis in his mock draft. He had Mariota going to the Rams at number 10. We've seen Mariota go so many different places, but I like the Rams only because that would mean Nick Foles and Marcus Mariota would be together, which would really, I'm sure, ruffle Chip Kelly's feathers.
I think so, you're
that's all. I'm going to go there. All right, so I'm going to say the Chiefs would be crazy not to draft a wide receiver. Mm. I'm not going to say the stat that everybody knows and everybody wants to vomit every time they hear it.
Well, Greg's not here. You could say it. Go ahead, in case people didn't know.
All right, in case you didn't hear, yes. A wide receiver didn't score a touchdown last season for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Greg actually, wait, are you serious? Greg actually, I think he said he was going to fire one of us if we put it in a post again. This is when Greg was in a bad mood one morning, I believe.
This is what we're dealing with.
Are you trying to set me up here?
I am not.
I said that I wasn't going to throw that out there.
And plus, he doesn't have firing power over you. So
all right, that's true.
But yeah, go on.
Yeah, so that's obviously a major need. Now, I'm not sure how much of that had to do with Alex Smith and how much had to do with the fact that they really didn't have a number one wide receiver there. Dwayne Bowe, now gone. They got Jeremy Maclin. Who knows how much Macklin's stats were inflated because of Chip Kelly's system, but he did play well. That was his first year as the feature number one wide receiver anywhere, really, and he did well. He's back with Andy Reid now. But after Jeremy Maclin, then you have Jason Avant, another older player,
yep.
But he's also has been with Andy Reid before. Then you have guys – it really falls off. After that, you have – DeAnthony Thomas, who I keep calling DeAnthony Hopkins for some reason
in our
segments, and we keep having to stop down because of it, but yeah. Got it right that time.
They like him.
Frankie Hammond Jr. Yeah, Junior Hemingway. I mean, these are guys that...
You ever call Frankie Hammond Jr. Freddie Prinze Jr.?
No, that's never happened, but maybe it will now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that that's definitely something that they have to address now. Andy Reid isn't known as a guy who likes to draft a wide receiver early, especially first round. I think he's only taken two wide receivers ever in the first round. But I think, obviously, with the need, maybe they'll make an exception here.
I mean, also, you're looking at last year. They completely ignored that for the most part. And this year, it's two of the better wide receiver draft classes. You may not get that for another 5-6 years. So you want to be the team that says, no, we have Alex Smith at quarterback, and we're not going to draft any wide receivers and continue to win with a 1930s-type offensive roster. Good luck to that.
1930s.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like they're almost they're so hell-bent on not bringing in new wide receiving talent. They did this last year, and they then later said, you know, we might have misjudged that. Like, every Chiefs fan was looking at that roster saying, what's happening?
The Chiefs feel like one of those teams to me, and I bet if you sat down and like went through all 32, you could come up with six to eight teams, maybe up to 10, that are kind of in NFL purgatory right now. Where it's hard to get excited about them. They're not going to be awful, probably, but they're not going to be a Super Bowl contender. They just kind of exist. And I guess that's one of the hardest things for a fan to get excited about. But to Colleen's point, you bring in, and it's another good wide receiver draft, they're saying. Bring in a stud wide receiver, you put him next to Maclin. Alex Smith can make some plays.
That could help. I mean, their offensive line needs help, too, but that's a whole other story.
Yes. The Quiet Storm, your turn.
I'm going to look at two teams with quarterbacks getting very old, and that is the Chargers with Phillip Rivers and the Saints with Drew Brees. In both cases, you're not going to get one of the number two, and I don't think that matters. I don't think these number two quarterbacks are the same. They wouldn't be judged that way in other years. You've got to keep drafting quarterbacks at this point and develop people, because Phillip Rivers could flat out retire after this season if he's even on the Chargers this season, which he will.
Wow. You think that could happen?
Well, listen, weird stuff can lead up to the draft. Weird things can happen. It is possible that he's not on the roster, but it's very possible he's not on it two seasons from now. And then you've got Drew Brees, who, let's not act like he's 28 years old and has 5 years left. You got one of the best quarterback guru types in Sean Payton. Draft guys, groom them. Don't do it too low. Don't get stuck with someone. Don't get stuck where you have to draft someone next year. Just keep getting guys.
So what are you saying?
Draft quarterbacks. Like second, if I'm the Chargers, if you want to go get like Bryce Petty or one of these guys, it's the next tier. Go do it higher than some would think. The same way the Patriots did with Garoppolo last year. Go out and do it before people expect and get someone of note, not some seventh-round guy who's working at ShopRite 3 years from now.
I worked at ShopRite. That was my first job, and I was let go for money disappearing from the till. But it wasn't anything.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I never stole a dime from ShopRite.
Were you a bagger, or did you
I was shelves? Working. No, I was working the cashier. I was a money guy.
And
then you checkout guy, that move. But I just, again, as I've said on the show many times before, I'm very bad at math. So I probably, every once in a while, was giving away the wrong change. I got banged on it two times. And one day I came into work and punched the clock in. It didn't take my info. And they're like, nah, we'll let you go.
I understand that because I'm the same way. And I worked at a water ice place.
Yeah.
And
a what?
Water ice.
What's that?
It's like Italian ice.
Okay, I gotcha.
But it's water ice.
Yep.
And, you know, people also call it water ice, but I don't go that way. But I'm very bad at math, and when you'd have to do the change part, I would start sweating. Like, it was awful.
Doesn't it tell you? Like, I worked at this store that had an older cash register out of, like, we're not going to do anything new, and I had to count in my head the change. That was an utter disaster.
That's awful. That's not fair.
But didn't yours, by the time you're working these jobs, have the...
still had one of the older ones.
You have to realize, not only are we not good at math, most people are not good at math.
Yes.
On the spot with like an angry person staring at you.
Oh, yeah.
all right. Let's go around the horn one more time here. So you brought up Drew Brees, Mark. And you know what? They're not going to trade Drew Brees. And here's my thing on that. If you're not going to trade him, if you're not going to make a blockbuster deal and move him and try to get a ton of draft picks back, which we've talked about on the show, that might not be the worst idea for a team whose Super Bowl window might have closed. Well, the Saints then would be crazy not to draft a playmaker at wide receiver or tight end. If you're going to keep Drew Brees in his age 36 season, what does he have, 2 years left or whatever, maybe, of being a top quarterback, give him the talent. And you send Kenny Stills out of town, send Jimmy Graham out of town, you beef up your running attack, so that's going to be more of a focus of the offense. But you still have Drew Brees, and you're still paying him godlike amounts of money to be your star player in the face of your franchise. They'd be crazy not to address their playmaker dearth in their passing offense, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I think Brandon Cooks will have a huge role next year. I can see that you're very set on this.
Wow.
But, yeah, they got Colston across from them. There's Nick Toon. Guys that just haven't.
I like Brandon Cooks. I mean, we talked a lot about him coming into last year. That's a nice young player. Nick Toon has done some things. I mean, Colston is Colston. But it's clear they need somebody. Benjamin Watson is the top of their depth chart at tight end right now. They need maybe an outside speedster. I think they got work to do.
They're going to run the ball, too, a little bit more this year.
But that's what I mean. That's a big part of their offense this year. It's clear. Wes wrote a great piece about that last month, that they're clearly gearing up to be a more balanced team. But at the end of the day, you got to pass the ball, and you have one of the best passers of his generation. Give him the weapons, too. I know their defense needs work as well, but to me, when you pay Drew Brees that much money, you got to give him stuff.
What about a little Wes Welker action in New Orleans?
Ooh.
Bring him in for a low-level salary?
I don't trust Wes. I mean, I trust him on my fake team, but I wouldn't if I was
paying much.
Yeah, exactly. If I was paying my quarterback like $37 million.
I'm saying pay him like $38 a week.
And by the way, Drew Brees, did we talk about – I think we talked about this. I had no idea Jimmy Graham would be traded. That guy should go into politics. Because to say that with a straight face.
You're saying because the mountain of money that he's being paid Got to get rid of these other high paid
guys. That's true.
He's plugged in. I'm saying he's plugged into the organization.
I wanted to believe him, too. I wanted to be like, oh, my gosh, you're blindsided by this.
He tweeted out a photo of his son
wearing
the Graham jersey. The guy is basically essentially part of the front office, as far as I'm concerned. He's going to pretend like they never ran by Jimmy Graham trade by him. I'm not believing you, Bubba. Bubba Clinton. All right. That's mine. Colleen.
All right. The Giants, I'm going to stick in the NFC East for now. Giants would be crazy not to draft a safety. So they lost Antoine Roll. He's now with the Bears.
That's a good one.
When you look at their projected starting roster right now, they don't even have anybody listed at free safety. There's nobody there. And then you look at who else is there. Cooper Taylor and Nat Burhey.
Oh, well, that Burhey checks out very well on film.
He was my camp counselor in 92.
So this is a dire situation. They were really bad run support. It's just that is an area that they really need to address. And that should be – I mean, they need two safeties, not just one. That should be their top priority.
Mm.
I like that.
I think they definitely – they brought back Spags as their defensive coordinator. I think that could give them a shot in the arm. But, yeah, they need the tools there on defense too. I like the Giants, by the way, a team.
As a fan? Just a
– No,
like, in what way?
Not.
What's
– I like them as a under-the-radar NFC East champion this year.
Really?
Yes.
Is this all because of Odell Beckham?
No, see, quite the opposite, because I'm the one that's everybody pumped the brakes a little bit on Odell Beckham. But I don't know, the way the NFC East is, I think this will be a Giants year.
Like yourself, little Ben McAdoo?
Things could change, but just throwing it out there. But they got to make smart moves. That would be a smart move, rebuilding that back end.
All right, well, let's go. Let's talk.
Oh, you have nothing else to say about the Giants?
I loved it. That was great. I agree, and I think if you're at this point in it's April and you don't have even a known quantity on the roster, you have to draft.
Colleen's point was so solid, nothing else needs to be said.
Well, sometimes that happens. Everyone in the room just says, nailed it.
I wish you weren't a liar.
I'm not lying.
Colleen, home run.
Thanks, guys.
All right, your turn, Mark. Last one.
Baltimore Ravens. You know, the owner comes out and says, not worried about wide receiver. We don't need to draft one. Doesn't matter. Sorry, across from Steve Smith, who is aging, by the way, you have Marlon.
As we all are.
Well, you have Marlon Brown. That's your starter. And then you have Michael Campanaro and Kamar Aiken. And the owner says, no, love our young guys. Well, that's fine. But, like, we're looking at a group that if Joe Flacco ever went down, you know who your quarterback is?
Who?
Matt Schaub.
Oh, Matty Boy.
Oh, that's right.
One fell move, and this team is going 3-13.
But wait
a
second.
So you better go get a wide receiver.
Joe Flacco, indestructible, though.
Never missed a down.
Never missed a down.
I guess that will never happen. But if it does, you are sitting on a time bomb.
That's rough, those receivers.
They need and you know, they lost. They don't even know what's happening at tight end, so they're both needs. But you can't just not throw the ball in Baltimore. You've got to figure it out. So you got to get some wide receivers.
I like that. TD is distracting me. I'm sorry.
What's going on back there?
He's doing push-ups
now
behind
the distracted.
Glass. Probably, again, because Colleen's here, I think. Barry White behind the glass.
TD, stick even mildly professional.
I'm just trying to better myself, guys.
Can we get a little Enya at some point, too?
Do you have any Enya right now?
Come on.
Colleen's special guest. He's like, oh, don't make me work. Let's get
it. Why do you even know what Enya is? I think this is it right here.
There you go. It just makes me feel better.
Yeah,
now.
Let's just let this roll a little
now
bit.
Now I'm grounded again.
Yeah, it's push-up music, by the way.
yeah, I think the Ravens are – and by the way, the Ravens are going to be going deep in the playoffs again as well.
Well, you've made two predictions, and one of them is going to go massively off track. I promise you.
all right, so those are our draft demands, really.
Yeah.
They weren't even suggestions. They were basically, if you don't do this – you're awful.
And we're done with jobs. You.
We're done with you as an organization. And that is it for the Around the NFL podcast. Greg, I hope everything's going well in that meeting. I hope what he said before he went to the meeting, which is clearly out of frustration. Any shadowy league figure that was listening to Greg there, do not, don't hold it against them.
Mm-mm.
Who, he got called into a meeting in the middle of a podcast. It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, you could hold it against him. But you have to look at everything else he's done, too.
Yes.
This was a bad moment for Greg, and management sees that. But also hold into account the good things he's done.
He's doing a lot, and you can see he's really putting in the effort in a lot of different places.
I'd say it's all right to use this if your management say, this was a bad moment for Greg, and we can put that in the file, too.
All right, so we will be back on Thursday, our second and final show of the week. It will be Zach Goldman in the director chair, much to TD's chagrin. And Zach will put us through a gauntlet of challenges, from what I understand. So make sure you listen to that show. Colleen, it was so great having you here. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We will have you back on again if you'll have us.
All right, deal.
Cool, deal. All right, this is it. Dan Hans is signing off for Quiet Storm, the Wolf Woman, and TD Behind the Glass. Till Thursday.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.